This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's a continuation of yesterday's rally, and the market, kind of strange, it's been in the range bound for so long, but the wheat is the upside leader, seems to indicate maybe that it's breaking out of the range on the upside. It's just anything about wheat, because every time you do, it goes down and makes new lows again. This time around, though, maybe the timing is right for a move to the upside. It's been congesting July wheat for 2-3 months between around $6 and $5.40, going back to middle of February. And now the market's over $6 today. It's been up 3 days in a row. It's rallied 50 cents last Thursday's close. Reasons are the weather mostly. It's normally the case, pretty dry in the U.S. Southwestern plains and the wheat belt. It's dry in Russia, and that's putting upward pressure in the market. And geopolitical issues with Ukraine and Russia also adding a war premium into the market. So that's a positive, and it seems to be pulling the other markets up. If you look at the bean market, beans are up about six. Fundamentals aren't that great in beans, but the market's the beneficiary spillover support from the wheat, and it's been up 3 days in a row. Beans have come off their lows about 30 cents. The corn also is responding on the upside. It's third up day in a row. Corn up about 3 cents right now. The July corn contract, it's had a nice move up after looking pretty bad last Thursday on the close, down about a nickel. It's three straight up days in a row. It's rallied about 15 cents in that time, and it's made new highs for the month of April just this morning. So that's good. One thing in the favor of the corn is the exports have been about 30-35% over last year. That's been a positive for the corn. A good example of that is inspections yesterday, 1.6 million metric tons. That was a marking year high. So it feels like maybe the worm is turning on these grains. They feel like they're maybe breaking out of these congestion areas on the upside based on the action the last 3 days. A couple reasons for it. One is the weather. Primary reason, it looks like El Nino is turning into La Nina, and that could mean a hotter and drier summer. It's one thing to look at. I've already seen the dryness, the drought in the U.S. southern plains impacting the winter wheat in Kansas and Oklahoma. Just yesterday, the good excellent rating went down in the winter wheat to about 5%, only looking for 1% to 2% increase. In addition to that report, you had corn at 12% in, looking at last week was 6, average is 10. Beans, 8% in last week was 3, average is 14. Spring wheat, 15% last week 7, the average is 10. In addition to the dryness, you've got a huge still net short position in every commodity at the board of trade, particularly the corn, at 280,000 contracts. And if people feel the corn's too cheap and there's no weather premium right now, these shorts will run pretty quickly. So that's another thing. And finally, the adding risk premium for the geopolitical, the wars, both in Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, Gaza. It's snarling export traffic, making it difficult to ship grains. That's friendly to the market as well. So all these things might be leading to a changing of the guard and a little higher market out of the sideways patterns we've been in. A big switcheroo in the meats today. Pretty amazing market action in the meats. Yesterday, cattle was up over $2, left the gap, gapped higher off the cattle and feed report to show the placements about 13% lower. Couldn't follow through. Today, it's taken back a lot of those gains. It's still up, but it did close the gap after only 1 day. So got too excited on the placement number and the market back to reality today. But it's not back to reality. It's a hog market. Hog market is having a good day, much higher, $2.50 higher, pretty close now to the highs. If you look at the chart of June hogs, the market today is only about a dollar off the highs, having rallied in the last five market days, a little over $5, almost $6. I think it's just good demand. We're in the best demand period of the year. The grilling season, the slaughters have been, and the average weights are a little down a little bit. Exports have been good. People putting those pork products on the grill, and the markets are responding to that with a nice update today.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch and learn more and even check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmorepricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. Both been there a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 3.25 at 4.43 even. May soybeans up 6.5 at 11.67.5. May soybean meal up 90 cents at 3.45.20. May soybean oil up 27 cents at 45.31. Chicago wheat up 14.75 at 5.85 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 11.25 at 6.08.75. Minneapolis spring wheat up 10.75 at 6.66.5. May oats up 4.75 at 3.67.25. On the Merc, June live cattle down 90 cents at 177.15. May feeders up 87 at 246.05. May lean hogs up 187 at 98.57. May pork cutout up 235 at 105.25. And May Class 3 milk down 27 cents at 18.11. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.